Praise the Lord. Let us stand up and open Matthew 25. Parable of the 10 virgins. Verse 1. That's where we picked our text from. Trying to understand something the Lord was prophesying concerning the end time. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. We took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." And this is where I am going. But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go you rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not." May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Hallelujah. And I pick my text from verse 9. I mean my sermon topic. "But the wise answered, saying, Not so, let there be not enough for us and you, but go you rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And I said last week, Sunday, it means there is a place where anointing is sold. And that's why our sermon topic is anointing for sale. Anointing for sale. Take note. One thing that fired us in this ministry is that we know there are people listening to us all around the world, and they are benefiting. And so whatever we say, we know that there are people that are following, and if we mislead anybody, we will give account of it. Take note that the parable of the 10 virgins that the Lord gave himself, he gave a condition of the church, and it will be a condition that the church will be just before he came. Just before he will come. The first sentence there, I say, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. Then, future. He was referring to a particular time frame. And that time frame is the end time. How do I know? Because he said, they took the 10 virgins, took their lambs, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. It means they were in expectation of the bridegroom. And who is the bridegroom? Let me hear you so that I know you understand. Am I talking to kindergarten or I'm talking to JS3 or SS3? I'm talking to graduates. So you talk back. When I talk, you talk, then I will know you are following. Let nothing close your mouth, and don't be ashamed to be wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. Who is the bridegroom? thank you. There's a spiritual marriage that is going on. Now, the emphasis is that 5 we are wise and 5 we are foolish. That means there are 2 groups of Christians. 1 is wise. The other group is foolish. What is the difference between the 2 of them? 1 had the lamp. The lamp there is the word of God, the Bible, as it is written. But there was no enough oil, no enough depth of revelation. And what is the lamp to you when there is no oil to keep it burning? But the other one, they were wise. What makes them wise is that they ensured they had enough oil. Christianity, hallelujah, is a mystery. Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, he spoke about husband and wife, and then he said, this is a great mystery, but I'm speaking about Christ and his church. The marriage between Christ and his bride is a mystery, and anything that is mysterious, you will need an unveiling. A lot of people just go to church just for religion. I say this every time to wake you up. We have passed revelation. Religion. We have gone into revelation. The time has come now as we approach the coming of the Lord, that you will be so revelated now enough to confront the Antichrist. You need enough oil for your lamp to keep shining. And that oil I'm speaking about is the Holy Ghost. Remember, I have said it several times. I will give a lot of emphasis to it. That's why every June, every year, we dedicate a whole week after fasting 21 days. One prayer point. Give me the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And if you don't know an original product, you will not be able to know a fake of it. Am I correct? Our brothers from Aladipo, am I correct? Our brethren from Alaba, am I correct? It is not every product you see that they write Panasonic that is from Panasonic company. Alaba, am I correct? Praise the Lord. And every product that is marketable, that has large market, there must be a counterfeit of it. Amen. And the largest followership in religion on earth is Christianity. Therefore, there will be fake Christianity. Hallelujah. And where you have the greatest attraction is where there is anointing. What was it that attracted people on the day of Pentecost? God wanted to introduce grace. God wanted to turn the corner in his plan for the redemption of mankind. He reserved 120 people. Even before the 120 people. Each time God wants to cause an attraction, he will dry up certain area so that when he starts to manifest, everybody will know this is God. 400 years in Israel, there was no prophet. Imagine 400 years. So imagine how Israel was. Anything about the supernatural was gone. They knew nothing other than religious formality. When you go to some churches, you read this Bible and you attend some church program. You know now, many of you go to church and you sleep there. All that you see is just ceremony, 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 ceremony. I went to one recently with Pastor Francis and some ministers. And then before I know what, I saw some two people in uniform, like choir uniform. Small boys. Then they held some candlesticks. And then they were, the two of them, one like this. I said, what is this? They said they call them altar boys. Very sanctimoniously. Then somebody put incense inside smoke somewhere. They go to. Then they dress some kind of dress. Then they will make some incantations. Then somebody else holds the book for the man to read from. Then there are some ceremony. Then there are some sanctimony or something. And then you are looking at it. And you try to trace that to the scripture. There is no pattern of that in the scripture. Where do you come from? It was the estate that produced the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And but because God was not talking to them again in Israel, they had to do something to still look spiritual. But it was man-made. God himself tried all the anointing. Then so that you will see somebody as spiritual, he designed his own cloth different from the congregation. And you think because of the cloth he wears, he has become spiritual. Then they are called rabbi. And Jesus said in Matthew 23, he told you, can we read it? From verse 1, Matthew 23. He said, from verse 1, then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples. Are the disciples of Jesus are here today? Can you shout amen if you are? Amen. This is what he's saying. Verse 2. The scribes. Can you see? Why did they produce scribes? That is the equivalent of our Bible school theologians today. The scribes and the Pharisees. He said they sit in Moses' seat. What does it mean to sit in Moses' seat? Is there not somebody that is sitting on the seat of St. Peter today? To sit on the seat of Moses is to tell you that they have the interpretation of the law that God gave Moses. Moses passed it over to them. So when they speak, they are telling you, I'm speaking what Moses said in the law. Then, hear what Jesus Christ said. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe. He said, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works. For they say, and they do not. For they bind the heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. Show off. They make broad their phalanxes and enlarge the borders of their garments. Everything they do is for show off. Do you know that pastors of churches, we are struggling for the president to visit their churches so that they will appear to be recognized. That means they are relevant. So important until the president of a country like Nigeria can come and kneel down before the pastor to pray for him, to them, that is an achievement. I imagine the king, King Ahab, coming to Elijah. Elijah Fellowship. Elijah. Remember what happened to Herod when John was preaching. He entered with his regalia, with another man's wife. His brother collected his brother's wife. I was going about, and none of the Pharisees and the scribes challenged him. Not John. Even though it will cost him his head. Why? He had the anointing of Elijah. Lord, send another Elijah to pray the prayer. Send a fire. Also bend the rain
to heal the sea,
raise the dead,
glorify your name, Lord. I want to be another Elijah.
Are you just singing it or you mean it? You want to be another Elijah? Elijah is a no nonsense spirit. Amen. It's a no nonsense spirit. Elijah's spirit, anointing, will not compromise the word, even if it will cost him his head. You know what it means to stand before somebody who can kill you and risk your life by telling what he does not want you to say. But Elijah will say it. That's why they don't like the ministry of William Branham. And they thought that he is dead, it is finished. Hallelujah. The ministry after William Branham died, it is then the ministry started. Because it is not William Branham, it is God in his agenda. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And to my greatest disappointment, there are so many of you listening to me here now that are members of this church. But you know nothing about what is going on here in this ministry. You don't even know why God brought you here. How do I know? I'm a pastor. I'm seeing things. Praise God. Some people are in this church. It's for protection. Because there's gifts here. Prophets here. Praise the Lord. So the anointing that is on now, God dried up all the anointing 400 years in Israel. It's for a purpose. If you continue reading that Matthew 23, he describes how they look like, how they dress in certain special dresses. And he said, we should not be like them. Okay? Why did they reduce to that level? Because there was no more anointing. God himself dried up all the anointing for 400 years until he brought up forth John the Baptist, who shortly after produced Jesus Christ. Then he released the anointing to cause attraction. Then, if you feel that, the anointing continued on those 120 disciples. Then Philip went to Samaria in Acts chapter 8. Then mighty power was going on. Then people believed, including Simon the sorcerer, as we looked last week. Then Simon the sorcerer also believed and was baptized. But he was a sorcerer. He discovered that he was losing his market. I decided to follow. Where can he get this new anointing that is going on? Not because he was converted. That is the reason why we say that it is not the anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, don't look for the anointing. Look for the anointer. Praise God. So before you know what? Oh, glory be to God. I will say something. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before you know what? People began to impersonate that same anointing that was now attracting crowd. The anointing is meant to attract crowd. Will Abraham preach that message that he titled The Voice of the Sign? Oh, that message is very inspiring. I also preached it here and broke it down to our own understanding. The voice of the sign. The most anointed man in this age is that man, William Arion Abraham. But he never pointed people to the anointing. He pointed people to the anointer. He told us the purpose of the anointing. The reason why God gives the anointing is to cause attraction. And he used the example of Moses. Moses is given a message. Go to Egypt. Tell Pharaoh. Thus said the Lord, let my people go. Amen. And Moses, number one, he's a stammerer. How will he go like this? God, they say, that one, I've taken care of it. I've given you Aaron. You'll be like God to Aaron. When you speak, he knows how he will interpret it. That's another sermon. Why didn't God use Aaron who was eloquent? Instead, use a stammerer. That is another sermon entirely. Think of it. Praise the Lord. Then, he told them, he said, these people where I'm going to, even the Jews himself and the Pharaoh, they will not believe me. Even if you say, Pharaoh should follow me and interpret. Because William Branham, amen. Because he did not go to school educated enough to, you know. So he had ministers that even offered themselves, you know, to be doing the writing for him. People like the one that wrote A Man Sent from God. Gordon Lindsay. They were advertising, writing for him. Then Moses said, these people will not believe me. And then God said, they will not believe you. He said, what do you have? Amen. No, he said, your hand first. Put it in your bosom. He put it there. Bring it out. He brought it out. The hand became leprous. He said, put it again. He put it back there. Bring it out again. Abracadabra. The hand restored. Okay, you are holding a stick. That stick that you are using to Jethro's your father-in-law's sheep that you are taking care of, a shepherd's stick that you are holding. What are you holding? It's a stick. He said, throw it on the ground. He threw it on the ground. It became snake. Ah, real snake. Oh. He said, pick it again. He picked it. It became normal stick. And God said, if they will not believe the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the second sign. Now, the emphasis, is it the sign or the voice? Eh? Is it the sign or the voice? It's the voice. The voice there is a message. It's a message. So, William Branham taught us that the ministry is not the anointing. The anointing is to help the ministry. What is the ministry? It's thus said the Lord. And that is why we keep saying that all the people that are saying they are anointed, they are anointed, they are anointed. The bride of Jesus Christ is not looking at the anointing. You are looking at the voice. What are you saying? God cannot give you an anointing to play with it. He gives you the ministry first. then gives you the anointing to back it up. So that people will say, you are from God. Therefore, if there is anybody, because listen, Philip first received the word. For 3 years, they were walking with Jesus. They were receiving the word. 3.5 years of his ministry. When they received the word, then he told them, wait first, go and tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. That power is to enable you go and say what I have sent you to say. It's not to go and be advertising anointing. It's not to go and be demonstrating power. So, sorcerer Simon saw it. He just noticed, I don't lose customer finish. We didn't see that these people are doing. Just ordinary hand, no invocation, no incantation. Just lay hand on someone, pow, the person will start to speak in tongues. Pow, they'll fall down. Pow, mighty miracles, signs and wonders were taking place. He was saying, so there's another power that is higher than the one I'm using. What did they say? They say, I should baptize. Say, he baptized. Then he was following. And you were thinking that he was following because he believed. No, he was following because there is something that he can make more money than his own. There's something he can use that he can make more money. Now that this business has spoiled, if I can just get more anointing. Now, the one he was using before, he bought it. He went somewhere and paid for it and received it. That's why he saw one now and he asked, how much can I give you to have this anointing that if I lay my hand on someone, the person will receive anointing? If he did not buy the one he had before, and for him to be ready to use money to go and buy, it means he has a purpose to use that anointing. I am saying this, that there are many more Simon the sorcerers in Christianity. They masquerade as servants of God, but nothing but imitation of the original. And Satan is there to give them. After all, is there no China to give you what you are looking for? When you go to China, is it not the same Chinese people that produce for America? Eh? And the same Chinese people that will produce for Nigeria. It is what you tell them to give you, they will give you, and you pay for it. As your money reaches, then they will give you. But there is original. I said there is original. Praise the Lord. And those who receive the original anointing, it is not for show. A true servant of God that receives the genuine anointing from God, that he is not using his brain, his head, but that he waits on God to do what he's doing. The first identification is that he will be humble. He will be humble. When you see them, another attraction around them is the humility. But when you see somebody who has gone to get this anointing from somewhere else, before you know what, they are so proud they become like mini gods. Church, it's not everyone we saw last week that Satan himself has his ministers. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 says so. The church of Jesus now did not start the way things are going now. It started when Jude said, some men crept in unawares. That takes us back to Matthew 25, where he says, while the bridegroom tarried, he says, the men went to sleep. Praise the Lord. In that sleeping condition, he said there was a cry made. And that cry It's the midnight cry. It's the end time message. That we prove to you scripturally that William Branham's ministry fulfilled. There was a voice, but there was a sign that went with the voice. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. In the days of the voice. The voice. The message. The voice of the seventh angel. When he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. He said, behold the bridegroom coming. He said, then all of them arose. Therefore, it is a condition of the end time. We are those fulfilling that scripture, that parable. It is at this age that you see the buying and selling of anointing. Praise God. Why are we preaching this message? It's not because we want to stop it. It will never stop. The wicked will get more wicked. Seducers will grow worse and worse. It is their ministry. Until Satan is banished, he will continue to have instruments that he can use among human beings. We are not preaching so that it will stop. It will never stop. But we are preaching to the bride of Jesus Christ to take note that Jesus Christ, among the first sign of the end time, he said, beware of false prophets. Many will come in my name and say that they are Christ, they are anointed. Remember that I've told you this. And this is the age. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end of it is what? The way of death. There are two ways to follow. Two ways to follow. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and verse 14. Can we read it? Enter ye. This was Jesus Christ speaking. In at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find the correct way that will lead to life. Many rush to all this made easy Christianity. Where nothing will be spoken there that can make you know your estate as a human being, your relationship with your maker. Where sinners are told, it doesn't matter. Where evil is blessed and upheld. Many go there. Why are we not many like them? It's because the gate we are to follow is not the type of gate that crowd can pass through. It's only for those who want to truly make it. See? So we keep saying this so that you can identify them and keep away from them. The Babalawos have invented Christianity. That they have changed their signboard to Prophet Doctor Church International. They are looked at as servants of God. But we know better. Our eyes of understanding He has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours. We are chained down in the past.
true jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God,
who's reaching our life. Hallelujah. And in Matthew chapter 7, was it not in your name we cast out devil? Because Jesus said, not all. Not all. That say, Lord, 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 we enter. It's not enough that you are saying, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. There's more to it than that. Because he said, at that day. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, was it not in your name? I did it. He said, get thee away. I never knew you. You that walk iniquity. Last week, among other interpretations, I say, iniquity is knowing the right thing to do and refusing to do it. And also, by that action, causing so many other people around you to also be partaker of your error. And we spoke about the error of Balaam. And we spoke about what Gehazi did and what it resulted to. Praise the Lord. We pointed you to how they have now made merchandise of the gospel. The Bible prophesied it. Peter prophesied it. James prophesied it. John prophesied it. Of what will happen before the coming of the Lord. You know the right thing to do. In Isaiah 45, King Cyrus, hallelujah, let's read it. Verse 11 to 13, Isaiah 45. That's where we ended last week. Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, commanding me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. I have raised him up, that is Cyrus, in righteousness. And I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city. And he shall let go my captives. He shall let go my captives. Not for price, nor reward, said the Lord of hosts. And that's why Cyrus used his own resources. Instead of charging the Jews when it was time to go back to their homeland. In fulfillment of this prophecy. And in Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and verse 8. He says, as you go, preach. He was telling his disciples. Saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is the message. That is the message. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. He added, everybody, shall we go? Freely you have received, freely give. Freely you have received, freely you will give. What did you receive freely? Grace and anointing. Hey, okay, pastor, prophet, because those who do this thing, now prophet, and they call themselves either prophet or apostle. Freely, why are you selling what you receive freely? You know better.